I first started to hear about deuterium when I was in California a couple years ago, working with Quest. Ron Penna is brilliant. Ron Penna, he is a sponge for all sorts of information. He doesn't discount anything. He reads it. He thinks about it. He applies critical thinking. And then he decides whether or not it requires further investigation. One of the things he started talking to me about was deuterium back then. And he put it on my radar. And I started to follow it. Really, no one has invested the body of work in understanding deuterium and its role in disease states, cancer, mitochondrial functioning, than my next guest, Dr. Laszlo Boros. How you doing, Dr. Boros?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, and I met you actually in person at the Keto conference in Tampa a couple years ago. But I've heard about you. I've read your book when I was in California working with Quest. And I found your research so very fascinating because anytime I find something that seems plausible but no one else is talking about it, it piques my interest to a greater degree. So when did deuterium find its way into your front windshield where you were paying attention to it?
Yeah, so thank you for inviting me to the show. It's an honor. And the book you're referring to was written by a colleague of mine and a friend of mine who was a biologist. His name is Dr. Gabor Somiai. And he studied deuterium since the early 1990s. And he studied deuterium content in water and how this heavy hydrogen isotope, stable isotope, is twice as heavy actually than hydrogen is, affects out proliferation. And my involvement in the project was a scientific collaboration with this with Dr. Somiai's team back in early 2000s, where they were studying tumor cells, and we developed a metabolic tracer track technology using glucose, where actually we can study mitochondrial metabolism very accurately, very precisely. And we were actually changing deuterium content in H2O or in water in cell culture media. And what we found was that deuterium content of the media, the cell culture media, actually the water there the cells are growing in, regulates the rate of proliferation and also mitochondrial function. And at that time, we were very interested to explain the mechanism, how deuterium, which is just a very simple stable isotope, heavier than hydrogen, is regulates mitochondrial function or energy production or water production in our cells. Now, the interesting development was then when in 2009 I got a phone call from the NIH, from the Urology Oncology Service, and they were telling me that they had a patient who had kidney cancer. And one of the enzymatic mutations were located in the mitochondria, and this very aggressive cancer was actually related to this water exchange reaction in the mitochondria. This mitochondria are energy-producing and water-producing little organs in our cells. And we figured that once this mitochondrial water or the metabolic water that our body produces cannot recycled in mitochondria, it causes cancer.
I want to inject something here because this is important. Some connecting the dots as you go through this discussion.
That's right.
So, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, his landmark book and his work on mitochondrial dysfunction actually being the first domino in the formation of cancer cells. He did research showing that if you take the mitochondria out of a a cancer cell and put it in a healthy cell, the oncogenes switch on, and vice versa, which proves that the mitochondria is what becomes dysfunctional first before any genetic changes in a cancer cell, which means that mitochondrial dysfunction, and probably, and I'm going to say 80% of cancers, because I don't know everything, 80% of cancer is the reason that cancer begins. So what you're saying is that the exposure of the mitochondria to deuterium makes the mitochondria work harder and damages the mitochondria, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Then now go ahead. Now go on. Now go on from there. I just wanted to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Dr. Seyfried and myself, we have been studying mitochondria of various directions, and we both concluded that cancer is a disease of cellular metabolism, and mitochondrial dysfunction or mitochondrial defects are prior to DNA defects are able to cause cancer. And what is damaging or what is injuring mitochondria is what we discovered in the form of deuterium. Now, you need to look at mitochondria as a ATP or energy synthesizing little organelle, which uses hydrogens to transfer hydrogens very rapidly through the matrix membrane using these nanomotors. They are literally exactly just protein nanomotors that actually transfer 1,500 hydrogens from the outer matrix membrane into the inner matrix membrane. And in the meantime, these little nanomotors are spinning at top speed, I would say 9,000 rotations per minute, which is actually faster than a car engine. And they transfer 1,500 hydrogens per second into the mitochondrial matrix. And oxygen is there, so they form water. This is what we call metabolic water. We get oxygen from the air, and we get hydrogen from the food. Now, deuterium being twice as heavy as hydrogen, it can, and it damages this little delicate nanomotor.
But is it because it's heavy, or is it because of the bonds that exist in this double hydrogen?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both. It actually has higher affinity, or it actually bounds like twice or three times more rigorously to carbons and hydrogens, carbons and oxygen, and actually break off a deuterium from oxygen or carbon instead of a hydrogen. Once you replace a hydrogen with deuterium, it may take about 10 or 15 times more energy to break that bond. So you're dealing with a stable isotope that can damage these mitochondrial functions, including these nanomotors. And once the nanomotors stop, your TCA cycle slows down. There's a process we call metabolite or intermediate crowding. Your glycolysis doesn't work as efficiently. You cannot break down fatty acids very efficiently. And as a result of that, your carbohydrates and your substrates will end up in DNA, and your cells will start proliferating. So practically, deuterium is a submolecular, and this is where Dr. Seyfried is very correct. There's a submolecular biochemical network, which was, predicted back in the 1988, showing that actually changing these nanomotors' rotation can cause normal human cells to turn into cancer cells.
Wow.
And it was actually published in Nature in 1988, and a few years later, investigators from the Czech Republic, from Europe, showed that actually deuterium is not a substrate, or it cannot be transferred by these nanomotors moving through the membrane. And in 1993, Dr. Gábor Somlyay published that actually changing deuterium in the environment, more precisely in water, will affect the cell's ability to proliferate. And in the meantime, they also describe many mutations in DNA, but the underlying cause or the underlying effect or the mechanism of DNA damage and protein and peptide functional and structural damage is related to increase of deuterium in our cells.
Okay, so now we're gonna start talking about deuterium and water, but the reality is that we have encountered deuterium for millennia. In fact, it is said that deuterium existed during the Big Bang. It's found in rocks that we take from other planets. So deuterium is naturally occurring, but it also appears to transition from deuterium to two separate hydrogen ions as well, back and forth, depending on voltage changes and such. And I wanna do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about where do we get the greatest exposure to deuterium. We're going to have Dr. Q Collins, your colleague, on the show very shortly to talk about the research that he's been having with your clinic. I know that you are also involved with the clinic in California with Dr. Q Collins about helping people deplete deuterium from the body and having great results. What I want to talk to you about now is water and other things that have deuterium. We're talking with Dr. Lazlos Boros. This is a really interesting discussion. You probably have never heard of it before, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, if this is true, why aren't the oncology professionals discussing this? Why aren't they working on this? And I'll tell you why. If you're halfway on your way to California and somebody says, you were supposed to go to New York, you'll just drive on to California. They've got too much invested in what they've done to turn around now. The only hope is that people like Dr. Boros and Dr. Q Collins and others who are starting to have this discussion saying this is yet another thing we need to pay attention to. Stay tuned. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N. And the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lazos Boros about deuterium. So the first part of the show, we discussed how deuterium screws with mitochondria. And clearly, we know that screwing with your mitochondria can actually cause cells to become cancer cells. So let's talk about something else now. Where are we getting most of the deuterium in our diet today, Dr. Boros?
Carbohydrates are, in general, from fruits and from industrial sources, which we don't really know exactly the source. Those are usually high in deuterium. And proteins, again, of industrial source, were actually the source of the proteins and amino acids come from sugar or sugar-based industrial processes. They may have high deuterium, and GMO in general has high deuterium as far as their products.
Okay, wait. So hold on a second. So let's talk about something. Let's zero in, and then and hold your thought. I want you to go on from there, but. So I once had a discussion with Ron Penna where he proposed that perhaps the reason that grass-fed beef has lower deuterium is because there's higher deuterium in corn and soy and grains that they feed conventional beef. So why would grass have less deuterium than, say, these grains? Is it because of the water that they're using to water these crops?
Yeah, so photosynthesis or the production of organic material with the help of sunlight is actually breaking water. As we mentioned before, the oxygen-hydrogen bond breaks easier than the oxygen-deuterium bond. So in grass or in the grass-fed animals, deuterium is more commonly and more often broken off of oxygen in water than deuterium. So actually in plants, in green plants, grass mostly, there's a deuterium discrimination or deuterium fractionation. So the organic material of grass is already deuterium depleted. So every product that is of that photosynthesis source, like beef that has been grass-fed, or beef that's been farm-raised because of deuterium-depleted grass, their fat, their meat, especially the fat, will be tumor depleted.
What about sugar? Is the sugar have any special accumulation or concentration of deuterium because of modern agriculture and how they grow and process sugar?
Yeah, sugar in general is high in deuterium because carbohydrates are synthesized differently than fat. Sugar of greens, meaning that beans and vegetables are actually some lower in deuterium, but sugar in fruits are high in deuterium. And because of industrial agricultural processes that we know as GMO, they change the ability of these agricultural products actually to deplete deuterium.
Okay, so now I want to inject something else. We know that lots of water sources are high in deuterium, especially if certain things are done to them. So I read that, okay, so one of the areas where a high concentration of deuterium or deuterated water or heavy water is used in nuclear power plants to cool nuclear reactors because this highly deuterated water has a virtually non-existent boiling point. So it's almost like anti-freeze or anti-boil, if you want, and they use it in nuclear reactors. The way they make deuterated water, and please, I'm asking as much as making a statement, so correct me. The way they make deuterated water is to run electrical voltages through the water, and this electrification of the water seems to increase the bonds of hydrogens and makes more and concentrates more deuterium. Is that true?
Yeah, so there are many different physical ways, like physics is really the area where you can explain and you can tell how heavy water is done. And one of the ways of making heavy water is breaking water using electricity or actually distilling water, and the remaining leftover water that has not been evaporated has higher deuterium. And when you repeat the process,
and in fact, I want to tell the audience something that I stopped doing after you first told me about this in Tampa. So I have a heated carafe that I boil water in for tea for Elisa and I every morning. And as a rule, I boil water in the morning and maybe even boil it 2 or 3 times to reheat it. And then that water stays in there till the next morning. And then I put more water to top it off and start again. The water that has been reheated several times most likely has a higher content of deuterium, doesn't it?
Yeah, if the fraction, that's why we call it fragmentation, the fragment of water that has not been evaporated, that the vapor has less deuterium. And if you boil water at 100 Celsius, then 4% less deuterium there's in the vapor. So if you make it, if you distill it, then you're going to end up with somewhat deuterium depleted water. And you're right, if water is left in the pot, then it accumulates deuterium.
Now, one other thing. I'm not going to mention a company's name, but there is a company today. It's a multi-level marketing company that sells a water processing unit that is supposed to increase the alkalinity of water. Now, I'm not talking about the alkalinity with you. I don't want to discuss that. But the process in which they claim to raise the alkalinity of water is through electrification of the water. Wouldn't it make sense that if electrifying water is how they make heavy water for nuclear reactors, that electrifying water and then drinking it is probably not a good idea?
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything to water. It's very tricky, and it's unpredictable how the deuterium content will change. The safest water that you can actually drink is either vapor water, rainwater, or distilled water, or pharmaceutically purified water, or distilled water that has certain deuterium content, or the water that you make in your system from fats, which is deuterium depleted water. So with oxygen, you can make your own water. We call this metabolic water. Your body produces 1.1 times the weight of fat you eat, pure water, in the mitochondria. That's I always recommend that's the safest. But if you want to combine the power of your metabolism, and also deuterium depletion in the form of water, you can also drink it. I don't endorse or I don't mention any particular product, of course, yet truly there are ways of finding water with known deuterium content.
There are ways to find it, you're saying?
You can find water with various deuterium contents. You can get data from the registry of the American agricultural or analytical chemistry databases, because actually deuterium in water is measured regularly in well water, in vapor water, and you can actually use that data for your own information. You can have your water measured as far as its deuterium content, and you can actually measure deuterium from your breath, so you can measure deuterium in your own body using your body fluids.
And in fact, so, the name of your clinic with Dr. Q Collins in California, you actually offer that breath test, don't you?
We order three kind of tests. One is saliva, urine, and as you mentioned, deuterium in your breath vapor, which gives you this overall measurement or idea of how much deuterium you have in your system. You can also send in your food, or you can send in your water sample or liquid sample, whatever you are interested in measuring, and we can measure that.
How much does it cost? Because I'm interested in sending some water samples into you guys. How much does it cost to measure?
Dr. Q is better answering those those questions, because I'm not involved in that process. I'm just a chief scientist, so I can only talk about science. But okay. Dr. Q can tell you that.
Okay, so we've made the connection between deuterium and mitochondrial stress. We know that mitochondrial stresses can cause the beginnings of certain types of cancers. Are there any other disease states that can be traced back potentially to deuterium overload in the body?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because any disease that develops on the basis of metabolite crowding or intermediate metabolite crowding, those are always related to deuterium metabolism one way or another. So once you slow down these nanomotors and which organs are affected, then you may develop diabetes, obesity, degenerative disorders, and the list is fairly broad. We know that drinking water affects bipolar disease, and that paper was published a few years ago from Oxford, from the University of Oxford. It's the correlation coefficient between drinking water deuterium content and, you know,
bipolar events. So in other words, people who suffer from bipolar disorder, they have events, right? Their bipolar disease could be under wraps well, and then all of a sudden they have an event where they're either manic or they're very depressed. Are you saying that there could be a correlation between the consumption of water or products high in deuterium to triggering those episodes of bipolar disorder?
Yeah. In fact, if you look at the map of deuterium content of drinking water, it's almost the same as the geographical distribution of bipolar disease.
Now, they treat bipolar disease with lithium. Is there some sort of reciprocity between something that lithium does and something that deuterium does?
Yeah, so lithium being kind of a heavy salt,
right?
It affects those cells which are metabolically very tuned. But in brain cells or neurocytes, metabolism is very different. Those are very sensitive to high deuterium. So they cannot deplete deuterium on their own, because they cannot oxidize fatty acids. They have to have ketone bodies to deplete deuterium in the central nerve system. So that's why ketogenic diets are cures for epilepsy and some compulsion disorders. So, and there's a big literature on that. But it seems that deuterium metabolism, nutritional ketosis, and different content of drinking water, they all come hand in hand, and they can biochemically, they can be explained how they cause the disease or how they prevent the disease when you compare ketone content and the benefits of ketogenic diets.
Does the presence of ketone bodies have some sort of mitigating effect on what deuterium does bad to our bodies? So in other words, if I'm using, I'm not on the ketogenic diet, but I take ketone salts twice a day, so I have elevated ketone bodies in my bloodstream. Am I doing something good to ward off the potential damages of deuterium?
Yes, indeed, because ketone bodies, they have low deuterium. So when you actually produce water from ketone bodies, you use the low deuterium hydrogen of ketone bodies and you oxidize them in your mitochondria, then you deplete your deuterium.
Wow, this is so fascinating. This is so fascinating. So what is new? So a lot of the stuff you and I are talking about is stuff that you and your colleagues have brought to the forefront many years ago, and you're just trying to get people to pay attention to it. Is there anything new that you can share with us that's exciting in the deuterium category right now?
So once we linked up metabolic water production or biological complete substrate oxidation, mitochondrial function with deuterium depletion, this whole area of deuterium that's been studied in many different ways have become clear that mitochondrial function and energy, cellular energy production very much depends on hydrogen and proton availability, and deuterium interferes with that. And we actually prevent, deplete deuterium to prevent diseases and also to prevent cancer. And also with some deuterium measurements, we can actually offer some benefits in these diseases.
How, if you follow a deuterium depleting approach, how long does it take to reduce deuterium in the body? Is it something that is the body holds on to, or is it something that you can rid fairly quickly?
So if you use deuterium depleted water, then your red blood cells start depleting deuterium through glycolysis, and there's a process when glucose, lactate, and cori-cycle, what we call glucose, is restored. So deuterium is getting depleted as soon as your substrate is getting to your bloodstream, and as you go deeper in your cells, deuterium is more and more depleted, and eventually in your mitochondria, there shouldn't be any deuterium whatsoever.
And what period of time? Are we talking about months? Are we talking about years?
If you use deuterium depleted water on its own, it takes about 6 weeks to see some significant drop, depending on what deuterium depleted water product you use. But if you combine nutrition, low deuterium fat consumption and deuterium depleted water, then you can actually see significant drop in your deuterium level in a few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what the average deuterium level is of groundwater here in the United States and other places, and what is the deuterium level of deuterium depleted water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KETOKANA is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KETOKANA and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KETOKANA banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lazlos Boros about deuterium, something worth paying attention to. For a variety of reasons. I also suspect that a lot of mitochondrial dysfunction diseases like, chronic fatigue that's been tracked back to mitochondrial dysfunction could have a link to deuterium. So what does normal water typically have as far as levels of deuterium, and then what does deuterium-depleted water have, Dr. Boros?
Yeah, so oceanic water, which is the reference, that's the biggest body of water on our planet, has 155 an average of deuterium ppm parts per million. That means every 1 million hydrogen would have 155 deuterium in them. It's not a big number yet when you look at these nanomotors, and when you look at the very fast rotation, every 6,000 protons would have one deuterium, but transferring about 1,500 protons per second, if we had 155 parts per million deuterium in our system, a nanomotor would break down in every 4 seconds in our mitochondria. So to actually gate this out, to filter it out from our system, our biochemistry or biochemical system has to be very alert of deuterium. And the water we drink, which is fragmented from oceanic water one way or another, maybe vapor or cloud formation and rains, they are in the range of 145 to 152. The highest we measured so far was some coconut water related drinks that had almost 155 ppm. And in comparison, for example, capsaicin, which is a fat, and you make it water in your system, which is from green pepper, it only has 110, 109 parts per million. So when you look at the various water products, you can probably find deuterium in the range of 143 to 155, anywhere in that range.
Okay.
when you look at fat-based water production, when you actually burn fat and you produce your own metabolic water, it's always below 115 and probably it's closer to the range of 105 and 115. So this difference between the water that you drink or the water that you produce makes all the trick of how easily your body can filter out the remaining deuterium, because there's a lot of gating and a lot of filtering mechanisms.
Now, what is the deuterium content in a bottle of deuterium depleted water? Because I've seen bottles of that now. What is the deuterium content in that?
Yeah, so there are various deuterium depleted water products. Usually we consider it deuterium depleted water if it's below 130 parts per million, let's say 125 ppm. That's already deuterium depleted water, and there are also 105, 85, 65, 70, and I think the lowest is 25. There's one product that is used in animal or veterinary practice, which is, I believe, is 40 or 25 ppm. I'm not sure,
wow.
But those are actually very, very low. And actually, dogs can smell the difference between high deuterium and low deuterium water, so they always drink low deuterium water.
Really?
So animals can smell it. Yeah, animals can smell it. We believe that the humans develop diseases because they lost the ability to check deuterium in their environment. So I think we believe that being able to measure or somehow detect deuterium, it's a very strong, very important health maintenance kind of tool that biology uses.
Okay, so two of the things that we have gotten away from as we have moved to a modern civilized model is sun exposure and the actual contact we come in with the earth. We know that two things happen when we come in contact with the earth. There is something called the Schumann resonance, which is an electromagnetic pulse that varies between 6.6 and 60 hertz, with the center, the most predominant, being 7.6. We also know that coming in contact with the earth has an ability to share electrons with us and has a grounding effect. We've seen that when you ground yourself is a phenomenon that Ron Penna taught me about called the Rouleau effect, where the red blood cells stack together, and upon grounding, the electrical charges that cause the red blood cells to stack like chips, like casino chips, they come apart and they go edge to edge. So the reason I'm doing all this buildup is because we have now, through modernity, become shielded. We're exposed to the wrong types of radio frequencies and electromagnetic pulses that could be called electromagnetic pollution. What happens if you start to get in the sun and you start to touch the ground more often? Is there any effect on deuterium depletion? Because we know that electrical charges can build deuterium.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, one of the best ways of making water less viscous, actually making water softer, that will make these nanomotors, which we talked about, to spin faster, is actually infrared light. So sunlight and sun exposure through cholesterol and through fatty acids and carbon-hydrogen resonance, they communicate energy down through membrane and membrane transport to these lipid-soluble molecules. That includes vitamin D, of course, and cholesterol and long-chain saturated fatty acids. Grounding or being in contact with Mother Earth, it actually balances your charge, and it actually improves and increases your ability to resonate or absorb energy from the environment through resonance and deplete deuterium simply by improving your metabolic ATP synthesis process, which means that you really need sunlight. You really need to deplete deuterium to actually be able to resonate and communicate with your environment through these electromagnetic waves. Now, what we very recently discovered is that there is a nebula-based cosmic radiation, which is in the infrared range, and that comes from gases, which are hydrocarbons. They are like twisted cholesterol molecules in big gases around and in and between planets, and those electromagnetic waves at very specific frequencies can also deliver energy to the human body, the organic composition, and we are just getting into this hydrogen-carbon-hydrogen-oxygen resonance and how deuterium interferes with the process, how deuterium alters, for example, an MRI image of a tumor or a tissue, how to use this in early diagnostics, and how to use the resonance-based measurements of tissue density, water density, and water resonance to actually find out how much deuterium interferes with those proton resonance signals in our body. So what you have described is very valid.
Okay, so do you happen to know the target frequencies? Is 9.6 hertz one of the frequencies that you're referring to, these cosmic frequencies?
I need to look into details because we use these nanometers, we use wavelengths for this particular purpose. We not only use the resonance, but we also use the wavelength to actually, and we actually getting into this with more details. When once we know more about this, I'll definitely let you know.
What about exercise? What role does exercise have to do with helping the body deplete itself of deuterium, or does it have any effect?
So exercise produces lots of metabolic water. Again, these are actually very close correlations. More you exercise, more oxygen you take in, more fuel, more substrates, more food you burn, more water you produce. Every nutrient that you take in will produce water first. So more exercise means more metabolic water. If you eat the right food, meaning that you actually deplete deuterium through your food, you can actually burn and produce more water, which is better for your muscle function. It's better for your mental abilities. You can actually focus better. You become more durable. Your strength will increase, and actually deuterium content in your plasma and your urine and your breath, it correlates with your energy rate of energy production. So we do have data to show. We do have publications to show that deuterium and deuterium depletion and exercise, metabolic water production, they all come together to improve your mitochondrial function.
Let's take our last commercial break. We'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Lazarus Boros. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon 1 banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lazlos Boros. We're talking about specifically deuterium. There are people that are in the know. Andrew Scarborough talks about deuterium all the time because he has battled brain cancer and won. Phil James does as well. There's a lot of people out there starting to talk about it. It's a very, very important discussion. We need to talk about it. We need to be aware of it so that we can do things that mitigate its potential harmful effects. And you can only do that if you're paying attention to what it is and what it does. So, are you having any seminars, any upcoming events where people can attend? I know you have some YouTube videos too, right? You have a couple YouTube videos that people can go and learn more about your work in this arena.
Yeah, so we do have, and I have given lectures, and I was teaching medical students, and I'm actually talking in the Nourish Vermont conference, and this is just an ongoing continuous publication and teaching process. On YouTube, if you go to Fumarate Hydratase, which is a channel, Fumarate Hydratase is one word, it's actually the name of the enzyme that depletes deuterium in mitochondria. You're going to see a number of talks and teaching and lectures in colleges and also at conferences that actually gives you more detailed information.
Being on a low-carbohydrate diet causes the process of gluconeogenesis to kick in order to provide some level of glucose in the blood. Does gluconeogenesis have any effect on deuterium depletion?
That's right, because gluconeogenesis comes from malic acid, which is produced in the mitochondria, and that's low deuterium. And actually, triglycerides, the glycerol, can be used for gluconeogenesis, and that's low deuterium because it comes from fat. So it's better if you produce the amount of glucose that you need than eat carbohydrates or glucose that you may not need, because you can actually make up the 25% of glucose that is needed for your brain function. All other tissues can pretty much oxidize ketone bodies, and the amount of glucose that you need in your system can be produced. In my case, I usually just eat bacon and avocado, and I had a twin who died of esophageal cancer in 2006. 3 months later, I was diagnosed with advanced metaplasia, and ever since, I just depleted him. He unfortunately died a few months after diagnosis on chemotherapy, and I just figured it's better for me. Unfortunately, my mom was diagnosed with cancer too, and we put her on the team depletion protocols, and she's doing fine. She had kidney cancer. So it's not only science and not only teaching for me, it's also a life experience and some kind of a solution that I believed in, and I, being a biochemist, I knew how it works. And this is the type of teaching, and this is the type of biochemistry that I'm delivering in my talks.
I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. And, you know, the irony is that a lot of the things that we understand improve health and longevity and reduce the risk of cancer also just happen to overlap with the deuterium depletion approach. You know, lower carbs, less sugar, higher protein, higher fat, exposing yourself to the sunlight, spending more time actually touching the ground. All these things we've talked about for different reasons, and then we go, oh, that depletes deuterium, that depletes deuterium, that depletes deuterium. The only thing that I have to start paying attention to is the water. And the company that I referred to earlier, I emailed them and said, do you know if your electrification of water with the goal of causing the water to become more alkaline or alkalized. They different. Not alkaline. It's alkalized. And I said, no, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. No. Alkalization is different than alkaline water. Okay. I said, do you know if your process concentrates deuterium? They didn't even know what deuterium was. Well, we'll find out. They've never gotten back to me. So I would love to get a sample of their water to you or Dr. Q Collins and test it. Because I suspect that there are literally tens of thousands of people who are part of this MLM who drink this water daily, who don't realize that it increases deuterium concentration, not reduces it. And that's scary to me.
Well, we know that because of the less efficient dissociation of deuterium from oxygen, heavy water or deuterium-enriched water is in the alkaline range. So you're right, and this is what they observed in the first carcinogenesis study when they transfected normal fibroblasts with this deuterium-retaining nanomotor, that the cells became more alkaline. So increasing pH is one of the characteristics of increased deuterium content.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's actually a 1988 paper in Nature. You should actually check it out, look at it, and put it up as a reference. Now, it's not only the water that you drink, but it's also the water that you breathe in. So you may just wear a mask which recycles your own deuterium-depleted breath or breathing or vapor. You may go to church to kind of be in a group of people where people deplete deuterium for each other. There's many, the literature goes back and there's many deuterium depleting protocols in scriptures and diet and nutrition and fasting and the religious purposes we did not understand until this point. But now as we study deuterium more of a scientific scale and we use very precise methods of measuring it, the kind of a lot of interesting and I have to say historic facts have become more understandable, and we can actually use this information when we talk about deuterium just in general. But be ready. This is going to be a very important discussion.
One last question, and then we have to end the interview because we're going a little long. If someone were to drink heavy water, would it spontaneously cause cancer?
Well, heavy water is toxic. So before you get cancer, you actually die, meaning that you cannot increase deuterium over a certain limit because it's really it interferes with basic life processes. There's a biological range which we have to watch, and we have to find out where we are as far as their health go.
Yeah. Listen, Dr. Boros, I want to thank you. You're in Hungary right now, right?
I'm in Budapest.
Oh, Budapest. Yeah, okay. So look, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today. This has been very, very interesting.
Thank you so much. I'm coming back to LA next week. So.
Oh, good, good, good. Are you going to be there for the human performance summit that's going on?
I'd like to, yes.
Good. Indeed. Okay. Well, maybe we'll see each other then. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Thank you.